Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Unusual Wisdom Podcast. My name is Tiffany, and I am your life and wholeness coach. That's right. I am your life and wholeness coach. You can't do anything about it. I would like to thank all of my consistent listeners. We are on episode number 6. Like, whoop, whoop. Even though I am about 2 weeks late, I have to move when God say move, and I have to stop when he says stop. So during this last 2 weeks is what led me to this podcast show, because we have some things to talk about. And I love when God sits me down to give me lessons to then apply to my life and then help y'all. Like, this is what it's about. I'm not trying to come to you guys as if I'm perfect or that I have all the answers. I'm here to show you guys what God shows me and how we can apply them to our lives and correct some areas, honey, because it's a fight. And I'm sure you saw the title. And yes, it's a fight, but it's not with God. It's with your flesh. Come on, somebody. And I've had to learn that these past couple 2 weeks. Okay. So I would like to first introduce myself to my new listeners. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for your time. My name again is Tiffany, and I am your life and wholeness coach. This is the podcast where we remove limitations from our minds that life has caused and has kept us stagnant from growing. And not only growing in the world, but growing in our spiritual walk, in our spiritual faith, and our trust in God. Listen, we cannot make it through life without Jesus Christ, period. My daughter would be so hyped if she heard me say that. But anyway, seriously, we have allowed different trials that continues on each level to place limitations. And I'm just here to break those barriers, guys, because listen, I have to fight all the time. And now it's like I have to fight harder because of my yes to God. People think your yes is like peaches and cream. I'm here to tell you, it's a little sauerkraut. No shade to the ones who like that, but you know, some of us may not. Even if you know what it is, if you don't, it ain't all that. So, yes, saying yes is real. And when Jesus said, pick up your own cross and follow me, he meant just that. And just like he had to bear all of our sins on the cross and died on the cross and got punished on the cross, when you pick up your own cross, listen, the attacks are coming. It's rough. However, it's rough, but it's for your good. It's for your good. So that's just a little intro to this episode 6, honey. God has been speaking. He got some good stuff for us, and I'm going to give y'all some scriptures today so that y'all can refer back to them and get revelation from them yourself, because the Holy Spirit will lead you in truth, okay? And whatever you need, he will speak it to you. And if he speak it to you through me today, make sure you go back to these scriptures, because it's going to help you. I want to start with how we think the battle, we think that God is testing us, and we think that, you know, things that come up, the devil is after us, you know, but we can't keep blaming the devil. Okay, yes, we know that he's out here like a roaring lion and he's waiting to devour us. Yes, that's facts. But also, we as adults, we know right from wrong. And if we don't know right from wrong, once you do the wrong and the consequences come after that, that's a lesson behind it. So then you learn what's right. So then moving forward, you're able to make the right decisions. So we have to quit blaming the devil and just check our decisions. Let me tell you, I had a moment to where I said, you know, God, I'm tired. Like, I just don't feel like doing right today. Like, doing right makes me feel like I'm weak. And you know, I'm here to be transparent, honest, and keep it all the way 100, okay? So, judge a dog. Seriously, I consciously said, okay, you know what? This isn't fun today. Like, I just want to do me. And I'm going to tell y'all how the enemy will play with your thought process. That's why the mind is so fragile, and what you feed your mind, you will eat. So be careful. Listen, I'm standing here as a witness. Be careful what you feed your mind, because you will eat it. and at the time was not good for you will taste so good. But that's the trick of the enemy. So he will play with your mindset. Okay. So this day I was like, okay, you know what? I had pre-planned my wrongdoings. I did. Lord, you really about to make me be this real. But anyway, I sat there and planned my wrong decisions. I said, you know, today I know better, and we are held accountable. Side note, I know better, but today I just want to lay it down. Like, can I not be on guard today? Can I just be free today and do what I want to do? And so I'm explaining what that do me meant. I fed my mindset with my fleshly desires. Okay. Because when you say I want to do me, that's the old me talking. That's my old self coming up. Right. But instead of me killing my flesh, I fed it. So what did I do to feed it? All right. So I have told y'all in my testimony, I think it was like the first episode, you know, there are things when God started purging me and consecrating me, it was some things that I had to surrender over in order for me to really walk in Christ, you know, like drinking, clubbing, having sex, listening to certain music. I had to let that go. And again, this is my journey, but I had to let all of that go in order for me to walk fully in God's will for my life. So the way I fed my flesh when I was talking about doing me and I want to let my hair down and just be free, that wasn't nothing but the past and my flesh, okay? And so what I did to feed it was I turned on some music that would help me choose my flesh over walking in spirit and in truth. So I turned my music up, and it was my ratchet music. It was the music I knew that would turn me up. Like, so again, what I said, when I say what you feed your mind, you will eat, honey. I turned on my, first I was ratchet. You know, first first I turned on Ella Mae, and you know, she gets to talking crazy about men and how she feel and how you got to bow to me, you know, all of that. Then, you know, on Pandora, it'll mix it up. So then Cardi B came on. Then just all the ratchet music. Everything that was opposed to the spirit came on. And I was hyped. I was in here getting dressed. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to turn up. The kids gone. Let's get it. They can't see me, so they can't hold me accountable. And you know, God, I love you, but I'm going to do this today. Lord have mercy. Like, it's bothering me now, y'all, because that's not right. You know, it's not right. And when people try to justify doing those things and say, oh, but I still love God. Like, be for real. The thing that you love is what you're going to go after. So if you know that is not pleasing to God, like, why do we do that? Why do we do that? And so in that moment, help me, Lord. In that moment, you know, after the fact, after I feel bad for choosing my own decisions and not choosing God's way, you know, it's like, how dare me? But then I can sit here and I can ask him for the things that I want, you know, the many blessings that I want, and bless me with money and bless me with new houses and new cars or whatever it is, whatever you pray to God to ask for to bless you with. You can do that in that time and then try to walk right and try to make you think, oh, I went to church Sunday, so that should be good enough for me to ask for this in your name. And it's like, how do we take for granted the grace that he has for us? That is awful. And so after I satisfied my flesh and did what I wanted to do, after the fact, here I am now crying before him and asking for forgiveness and repenting for what I knowingly chose to do. How dare me put him on a back burner to satisfy a flesh that leads to death? Let me stop saying you, because I'm saying you in general, but I'm included. Like, I'm included. I'm not excluding myself. I mean me when I say you. So let's clear that up. When I'm saying you, I'm not targeting anyone, you as all of us in general, but I'll be mindful. We will make the decision to do what our flesh wants to do. And it's a fight, guys. It's a fight. And you know what? Why the flesh will win? Because it's easy. And even though it's easy, it's destruction. Isn't that something? Like, destruction is way easier than doing right to get to destiny. But destiny is where our power, where our victory is. But yet we will conform to what's easy to satisfy momentarily our flesh. And so the fight isn't with God. The fight is with our flesh. And because we are spirit and flesh, the two fight. Your spirit man needs to be fed and your flesh needs to be dehydrated and starved. That's just like, you know, here lately, you just been seeing news articles or, you know, if you're on social media, you see all these killings, you see these shooting in the club, everybody talking about how they got drunk, but they're making it as if it's a feel good moment and they laughing at how they might have been acting while they were drunk. I've been there, and when you out of it, out of that part, you feel so sorry for them because that is dangerous. Like you actually, for me, it feels when I'm now looking on the outside in, when I can see myself when I see someone brag about how drunk they were the night before. It feels to me now, knowing being in the wheel and being outside of the wheel, you can feel the difference. Being outside of God's will, it's like you're open to anything that comes your way. It's like, you know, so when I wanted to get turned up, and you know, and I said, well, I'm gonna just ride out. So I rolled out. I didn't go to a club or anything, but I was outside. That's what they're saying. I was outside, right? And it's like, I was scared, if I can be honest. I was scared. I was scared. And we know that God has not given us the spirit of fear. So that's when I knew I was outside of God's will at that time, because I was scared. It's like I was looking over my shoulder, but then trying to pray at the same time. And then it's like, this is so dumb. Not that I don't have to pray when I'm in God's will, but it was a different type of prayer. It's like a prayer of fighting. Like, oh God, please protect me while I'm out here in these streets. Like, don't let anything happen to me, Lord. I'm just gonna go eat, you know, and then I'm gonna leave. But it's just like I was exposed. Like I was out in the open for anything that could come against me. And then I didn't have anybody fighting for me, because we do know that God fights our battles. We don't have to fight. God fights for us. And so at that time, I felt like I was unprotected. And again, I was just open for anything to come. So when I look at people that say they out in the club and drinking and just loose, like, you're not in the will of God for your life at that time. So anything of the darkness can come up against you and get you. But the grace of God, the mercy of God protects us even when we out there open to get attacked. And so it grieves my spirit, because it's like, Lord, I just want to help them see that being on the outside of his will is so scary and harmful, and where the enemy will make them think that it's okay and then they live in their best life. They're not. Because I know I was once not living my best life and out there open for anything and killing myself in the moments of those times. So again, we cannot blame. We can't say God allowed us to go out here and get drunk and fornicate and live free the way we want to, and then something happened, oh, we can blame God. No, we decided to choose our flesh over what God says we should do. So you chose your plan, not God's plan. So when that happens, why do we be quick to say, oh, why God, why did you allow this to happen? Well, what happened when you had a decision to choose between the spirit and the flesh? What happened when he gave, because God don't pressure us to do anything. Let's start there. He don't pressure you to make any type of decision. So we need to be mindful. If I'm going to make this adult decision and choose my flesh over what I know is right, I don't have the right to ask God why. Hold yourself accountable. And that's another thing. No one likes to be held accountable for their self decisions. You made a conscious decision, just like I did. I made a conscious decision to do what my flesh wanted to do. And then I wanted to get in front of them after the fact. And so I will be held accountable for what I chose to do. Yes, he is a forgiving God. And yes, I believe he forgave me. And not that I was out here just wilding or anything like that, but it was just how I consciously chose to do what I wanted to do. That was the biggest sorrow I had carried, because I made the decision to feed my flesh and not the spirit. Like, how dare me tell God, okay, God, not today. Like, I don't feel like praying for nobody. I don't even feel like praying for myself. I know you got it. I'm gonna take off today. And that's what comes with saying yes. People think, oh, saying yes, that the blessing is just gonna pour in. And hear me what I'm saying, and not put your own interpretation of what I'm saying. Hear me exactly what I'm saying. We think that saying yes, then everything is peaches and cream. I can live my life the way I want to. And yeah, I'm going to pray today, and then I might not pray again 2 weeks later, but I'm still straight. Like, no, when you say yes to a call on your life that God has given you, there are principles, standards, and decisions that you have to make. And the only way that you know that you are aligned at the will of God, I say it all the time, is you have to get in his word. The instructions are in his word. But we will choose not to read his word, because we know that it will correct us. It know that it will hold us accountable. And we know that once we know what we are supposed to do, and we don't do it, we are held accountable for knowing and choosing the opposite. So that is where the fight comes in. The fight is not with God. God is not tempting you. God is not trying to test you as far as putting you out there in the midst of what's to do wrong. That's not God. It's your flesh. Your flesh will always want you to do what's opposite of the spirit. And all that does is lead us straight to destruction. Straight to destruction. So another form of fighting, you know, sometimes it's decisions we can't make, and we wonder why we can't make these decisions, or why is it so hard? Like, why are these things coming up against me when I'm trying to do right? Like, I'm reading my word. I'm trying to stay in constant relationship with Christ. Why are these things happening? And so, you know, one of the commandments I found in Exodus 20, verses 4-6, it reads, "You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth, beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them." So that's basically talking about these lowercase g gods out here that everyone is worshiping, like they use the universe as a god, a lowercase g. And that's the creation of God, not the creator. So, you know, but that's for another day. But that's basically what it's talking about, different like rocks and, you know, whatever you use to worship. That's what that the script talking about. So verse 5 says that you shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. This for me, again, this is the revelation the Holy Spirit gave to me about the scripture, is some battles that we fight or can't understand why is because it's from our forefathers. So the sins of our forefathers falls on their descendants. That right there shook me, because of my sins is going to be passed down to them. That shook me, because now it's going to help me make conscious decisions to do right. You know, because they will have a battle to fight that I cause, that hurts. And if that don't make you realign your mindset on what to do and what to think, what decision to make to do, then something's really wrong. Like, we really need to go through a deliverance service. You know, and that's really what needs to happen in the world right now. We need deliverance. Okay. Surrendering and deliverance. Deliverance happens. It's not just a moment. It's a process. Like, we need that daily. Just like he give new mercies each day, we need to be delivered from things that we feel like we can't let go of. So again, that scripture is Exodus 20, 4-6. So whenever you come up against something and it's like, why am I battling with this? Like, why do I have this issue with this when I don't want it and I'm trying to fight against it? It's because you're battling sins from your forefathers. And see, back to when I was saying, when I mentioned about God not tempting us, over in James chapter 1, verse 13, it says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. You know, some people will say that God will tempt us to see if we'll pass the test. The devil is a lie, because right here in the word, it said God will never tempt us. So we should never say that. However, James chapter 1, verse 14 says, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. So when your flesh begins to rise and it is pulling you to do opposite of what God says, then that's not temptation of God. That's being tempted because you're choosing your flesh. So it rose and you agreed with it. And then too, Jesus showed us, I believe that many people feel like the Bible is a history book of events that happened centuries ago that now somehow we are to rewrite a new Bible. That's just what I believe. That's what I believe. When I see certain people say things and they come to the Bible saying the Bible was created to keep us slaved and keep us losing, you know, it's so much foolishness that goes on that's said about the Bible. When the crazy thing, now that's another device of the enemy. He wants you to think the Bible doesn't have the instructions and the tools for you to live day to day here in this present time so that you won't open it. Duh. He don't want you to open it, because once he open it, then you're going to kill him, right? You're going to deny the flesh, and then you won't burst in. So of course he's going to make you think the Bible is to keep you in slave mentality. However, the world is keeping you enslaved. Hello. But that's another day. So what I was getting back to, Jesus showed us how to fight temptation. So Jesus showed us what to do when we're tempted by the devil, because Jesus was led in the wilderness. He was led in the wilderness. So this was meant to happen to show us, to reference back to, when we feel like we're in the wilderness and about to make the wrong decision. This is how you not make the wrong decision and choose the right way. So you can find this in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. And it reads, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Y'all, 40 days, I didn't last half the day when I made a decision to feed my flesh. Okay, so Jesus did 40 days and didn't fall. Back to where I was, verse 2, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Jesus answered and said, it is written. That means in the Bible, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone. So here is the devil trying to tempt him to make the stone turn into bread. And Jesus is answering him with what God says. And it says, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone. Then the devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours. And Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So that's what the devil do, isn't it? He comes. So when we want to satisfy our flesh, we worshiping the devil. Okay. And he is going to make what we desire fleshly as good in our eyes. So he knows our weaknesses. Okay. And that's the only thing that he's going to use to keep distracting you, because he don't know anything new. So all he's going to do is keep repeating those old things that felt good to us to make big in our lives to worship. And he's going to make you think that it's okay. That's why I said earlier in this episode, you have to be careful what you feed your mind with. Yes, we have fleshly desires because we were born into sin. So it's easier for us to sin because, first of all, we were called out of darkness. So all we know is darkness. So it's like once you have been renewed in Christ, it's a new way of living. How do you learn how to live new? You have to feed yourself with what's new. And in Christ, we are new creatures. So we got to follow the guidelines, the principles, the standards of Christ in order to fulfill this new life in Christ. Hence the scripture, do not be conformed to this world. Like, we were born into it, but because God loved us when we were dead, okay, walking dead, in darkness, he sacrificed his son so that the light could shine and we have a new way to follow. But again, we don't know the new way if we're not reading the word. The new way is in the word. And everybody want to say, oh, you're so religious or you're following the Old Testament. Listen, the Old Testament is still required, okay, because Jesus said in Luke, I believe it was, that he did not come to disregard the Old Testament. However, it's not by law anyway anymore that we are saved. So that's the blessing in it. But don't disregard the Old Testament. And I'm gonna find that scripture for you so you can go reference to it. But so back to this. So he said, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. The devil said, if you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here, for it is written. So now he is about to manipulate the word of God to confuse Jesus. And I said in my last episode, people will pervert the word just to prove to someone that, oh, I read the word, but then your motives behind it. Yeah, you write in the scriptures. Yeah, you reading them, but are you allowing a perverted version of the word to speak to you? Or are you really allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through the word to you to bring correction? Because just because you write in scriptures and reading them once a day and you still living according to your flesh, you allowing, like I said in my last episode, you're allowing the enemy to manipulate the word to make you think, oh, I'm doing this, so I'm good. Be careful, okay? Because right here it says, the enemy said, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against stone. And the fact is, again, I said this in my last episode, the enemy knows the word. He was once an angel. Come on, like, we cannot be ignorant to the enemy's devices. So he knows the word, and he tried to throw it back to Jesus and said, it is written. So then he tried to play Jesus. He tried to trick him off the ledge. Literally, he wanted him to jump and see, oh, he'll send his angels to save you. You won't get hurt. Oh, that fool. He's a fool. Excuse me. So again, the enemy said, for it is written, if you jump, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus said, it is said also, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Once Jesus showed him that he knew the word and he stood firm on the word, the devil had finished all his tempting. He left him until an opportune time. So the devil tried it. Okay, tried it. He used the word to manipulate Jesus. He used, his power, his fake power to manipulate Jesus, saying, okay, all this belongs to me. If you want it, if you worship me, I'll give it to you. You'll have all authority over this. And the world and this darkness does belong to the devil. That's his kingdom. The darkness is his kingdom. So this world, he's saying, oh, y'all want the world? Y'all want to go out here in these clubs? You want to get drunk? I got you. You can have access to it however you want it. Turn up. I have authority over this, so I'll give you authority over it. And when we do in our own will and in our flesh, we feel like we have authority. Right? At least I do. Let me reference me. When I used to be out here in the street, I felt like I was in control of what I was doing. Yeah, I'm about to go. I planned it before I even hit the streets. Okay. I'm pre-gaming is what we used to, well, what we call it, pre-gaming. So I'm going to turn up at the house, already tore up, go out here in these streets, get way more wasted. So whatever happens, I'm in control of it, right? So I felt like I had authority. So that's what the enemy told Jesus in the wilderness. I have authority over all this. And if you worship me, I'll give it to you. So guess what we doing when we are. So that's what I was doing. I was in control of my own life. So I had authority over my decisions I was making, and I was okay with that. So during the time I felt like I was in control of my life and I going out here in these streets and doing what I want to do, I was worshiping the devil. That's what I was doing. I believed that I had control over my drunken life in the street. And so I was worshiping him. And everything felt like it was a blessing, even though it wasn't. But that's because I didn't have anybody holding me accountable. I didn't hold myself accountable. So I was free, quote unquote, free living. Free, right? Free spirit living. Do you live like you want. Make your own decisions. It's okay. That's the enemy. That is the enemy playing with your mind. He had my mind out there in the streets. He had my mind. And I had to surrender my mind over to the renewing of Christ, right? Oh, well, excuse me. I had to surrender my mind over to Christ to be renewed mentally. And it's a process. It's nothing that happens overnight. Okay, because just because we choose Christ doesn't mean that our flesh won't rise. Perfect example of myself last weekend. I had a decision to make, but I chose to not make the right decision. And it's like, I don't want to keep doing that. That was so dumb of me. But again, you know, I am unworthy of his grace. I am unworthy of second chance. I am unworthy of his mercies. But his unconditional love makes me conscious to not make the opposite decisions of serving and pleasing God. So you have to ask yourself, who am I pleasing? Is it God or is it man? Or is it my self-fleshly desires? Like, listen, guys, once you succumb to your flesh, all it does is birth sin, and sin leads to death. For the wages of sin is death. And yes, he forgives us, but we have to understand and not keep following these watered down principles to make you feel like, oh, I'm going to do what I want and God going to do this. Like, I had to get away from that. Okay. Cause it's no way that I wanted to continue to live, and I was destroying myself. And so I couldn't ask God why, when I chose to do the same thing. So again, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here with that last temptation in the wilderness, because that's what happens. It's a fight. Not with God, but with your flesh. But you can overcome it and you can win. But you got to have the tools to fight it. You got to have the tools to fight it. Okay? So stop fighting against the spirit of God that wants you to do right and wants you to turn to him, because he has so many great rewards for us. And we just have to consciously choose right. So get in your word, okay? Get in your word. Pray in spirit and in truth so that God can hear from you. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from them from heaven. And I paraphrase that, but that is the most important piece to me. If we humble ourselves. I love you guys. I thank you guys for your continued support. I pray that you were able to receive from this episode, and that you are able to apply the principles and the standards of Christ to your life so that you can begin making the right decisions consciously. If you guys would like to reach out to me, my email address is unusualwisdom20@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Tiffany Latisse. That's spelled TIFFANY_LATICEE. Again, that's my Instagram. That's Tiffany, TIFFANY_LATICEE. I thank you guys again for your support. I thank you for listening. Listen, we are in this thing together. We're going to get to our expected end. We just have to keep fighting the right way, for our weapons are not carnal. I love you guys, and I'll see you next episode.